This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Mike Haas, who is the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
So, Mike, I'm going to start this conversation off this way. A 2-7 team comes to a 3-7 team's house. Typically, you wouldn't get real excited about that, would you?
No, I don't. That's from a marketing standpoint, you're going to have to really dig a little bit to get the outsiders. But, you know, for us, I look at it, whoa, a two-game winning streak again since, you know, week two? Yeah, let's – and when you go already on the road and lose to a one-loss team, I don't think you can look down at anybody.
Right. I knew you would find a silver lining somewhere there on the horizon. But it has a number of interesting dynamics as the Cleveland Browns come here with Jameis Winston leading the way, Deshaun Watson injured and out, and so there's some familiarity there.
Yeah, there's a lot here for, like you say, a game for two teams that are struggling, and that won. So Cleveland is right, got Jameis Winston. The last couple of games, this will be his third start, I believe. He played some in the week before, in week seven. So you have the Jameis aspect. You have Nick Chubb, who had such a severe knee injury in 2023. He didn't get back, and it was week two of 2023. He didn't get back to week seven of 2024. That's how severe it was. So he's had games 7, 8, 9. They were off last week. So you got Jameis, Nick Chubb coming back into form a little bit, and they were off last week. So they were open. So they're going to come in rested and well. So you have those three factors. And then the last one I throw in is you go, well, what did they do recently? Well, in week eight, you know, the same week we were in Los Angeles against the Chargers, Cleveland beat the Baltimore Ravens. And they were, you know, had only had one win prior to that. And Jameis was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Three touchdowns, no picks, 334 yards as they beat Baltimore. And you're like, whoa. So if you just look at those things alone, that's enough to get your attention. And again, Saints are 3-7. They're in no position to look down at anybody. But when you look at the Jameis Winston, if you dig deeper, it is classic Jameis. He's got skills, right? Week eight, he's the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Three touchdowns, no picks. Week nine, three interceptions, one touchdown as they lose at home to the LA Chargers. So it's the inconsistency. And the week nine loss to the Chargers, he was sacked six times. Six.
Yeah.
So what the recipe is for him is well known. Can the Saints pull it off. If you look back at that Atlanta game, Atlanta, for the most part, I'm not saying did what they wanted, but offensively, they were in step. They had the rhythm, except for the end of the first half when the Saints were able to put pressure on Cousins, and the fourth quarter when they were able to put pressure on him, get the sack by Chase Young, fumble, and the pick by Tyron. Those two instances, late first half, end of the game, man, you can't wait that long, and it can't be that kind of, you know, sporadic, but that's what you got to do, because that's the difference. That's the difference with Kirk Cousins, and that will be the difference with Jameis Winston. Pressure, empty that, you know, clog that, those throwing lanes, and get him to the ground.
I love these two stats for the Saints, that is. Cleveland has allowed 43 sacks so far this year, and their third down efficiency is 28%.
So yeah,
that kind of complements exactly what you just were talking about.
Right. Well, they only score 16 points a game, so that's 29th in the NFL. Prior to the Chargers game, they'd only been in the red zone 14 times. Forget success. They'd only been in the red zone 14 times, and that was an NFL low. The Saints, for comparison, have been in the red zone 31 times. So they have struggled, but I would say when I was watching the Chargers game, so they've given up a bunch of sacks, but they also have 27 sacks. Does that defense? That's ninth in the NFL. Miles Garrett has 7 sacks alone. He had 3 sacks in the game with the Chargers. Again, they were off last week. So yeah, I agree. There's some things offensively that if you can work, because in that game, as I said, Cleveland and Jameis, he was sacked 6 times. Well, guess what? Justin Herbert, the quarterback, another team, he was also sacked 6 times. They had 12 sacks in that game. You're right. It's get to Jameis, protect Derek.
Right. Well, I guess I should say never mind.
No. You're 100% correct. I'm just saying you're completely correct. They've struggled on third down. They've struggled in the red zone. It's like, but when you're 2-7, nobody cares. Nobody looks at your defense. Right, nobody looks at your stats defensively. They're -7 in the turnover differential, and that's some offensively, but from a defense, they've got 1 interception and 5 turnovers through 9 games. So they've not been very opportunistic. So you are 100% correct about their offense. That defense has some skill players over there. When you're talking about Miles Garrett alone, That guy, he can dominate a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mike, second week of the new coach, still... somewhat, I guess, getting acclimated and bringing, his style, his tenor to the table. You hearing anything that was a little different this week?
No, I think he certainly couldn't match the proclivity of change that he did in week one. He just ran out of stuff. You know, he'd have to start changing, you know, the front desk furniture. And so I think with that's good. There's still going to be some change. I think the changes that he kind of instituted last week, I think with the activation period prior to kind of getting the practice going and making it mandatory and making it with the strength and you know, the doctors and everybody kind of gets going to because there's 7 games left. It's not like you can just go, it was a bad year for soft tissue injury. No, you got to figure out a way to prevent it. So, and they use GPS. Coach Rizzi was talking about how they use GPS to measure practice speed. So when we go, hey, was it an up-tempo practice? They actually have data on that by GPS. And yes, last week was more of an up-tempo practice. And I think with this week, it'll be even better because you were making changes. Dennis Allen was calling the plays. Now it's Joe Woods. You know, people were in different positions. And so I think, you know, another week of doing that makes the ability to play faster. And that was the key for Joe Woods last week. Like, I'm going to go in and make all these changes, and then they can't play fast because if you're not playing fast on defense, I don't care what your alignment is. I don't care how good your skill players are. If you're not playing fast, you're getting beat. And so I feel like another week of just kind of doing that, you know, hearing Joe Woods and hearing, you know, B.Y., you know, Young and Marcus Robertson, you know, it was a lot of change. Not so much on the offensive side, right? Most of the changes were really kind of defensive from really how the plays were going to come in and also game management, you know, from who would Doug Frizzy was the game manager. He's now the head coach. So there were a lot of kind of little things, technical things that were probably, hey, let's see how this works on Sunday against Atlanta. Now they probably make a few other tweaks, but now they've done it, and the fact that they're home, right? You're home. You got an open week after this, and then you're home again. So I feel like that kind of familiarity is conducive, as long as you don't just disappear like they did in the second half offensively and in the fourth quarter. I mean, those numbers are shocking, you know, how much Atlanta dominated them in the fourth quarter, but you got saved by a sack fumble and an interception and Younghoe Koo. And we don't say that often.
Right. So Cleveland comes off a week off. I guess that highlights our injury list. Any folks we anticipate coming back?
It's getting smaller, yeah. I mean, I think we're going to see Eric McCoy, right? I think that's huge. So now you got McCoy back, Caesar, you know, Trevor at right tackle, who you know, and we're not talking about him, so, you know, all things good. Fuaga, fine on the left side. I don't think you're going to have Lucas Patrick again. He's got that ankle injury. Pete Werner, I don't think you'll have him with a hand injury. And I don't think you'll have Jamal Williams with his groin, but you're going to get Kool-Aid McKinstry back, pretty sure. And I feel like you're going to get Cedric Wilson back. Nephi Sewell, has been on, they have to kind of pull him off. But, man, I feel like what's happened in this interim, right, Cedric was out. So, wow, we saw some pretty cool things out of Kevin Austin last week and Dante Pettis. And quite frankly, you get Kool-Aid McKinstry back, but man, I've seen some amazing things out of Ugo Amadi at DB. So, and Shamar John Charles, coaches talk about all the times. When you get starters back, but you've had backups playing, those backups are not really backups anymore. They are such more attuned to playing because it's been all them, right? Shamar John Charles and Ugo Amadi, man. It was in your hands, Will Harris. I mean, so I think when you get these starters back, I mean, McKinstry had started some, you're just that much better because the backups who did play have played and, quite frankly, played pretty well.
Well, and it gives you the benefit of you have more options, right? Depending
right.
on the defensive play calling, depending on the scheme that they put out there. And you can stay fresher through the through the four quarters. I mean, one has to wonder about the fall off in the fourth quarter because, you know, that last weekend wasn't the first time, right?
Right, and I just felt like, it wasn't conservative. I mean, they had 28 yards in the fourth quarter, 17 rush yards, 11 pass yards. It just felt like on first down, they had been having success. They did not have success, and they were automatically in second and 10, second and 9. And then if it was an incomplete pass or a short pass, you were third and long, and you were punting. And it just seemed to, it wasn't the same. I mean, you look at Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He had 109 yards. That happened on five plays in the second quarter. He didn't have any yards in the second half. Alvin Kamara had 5 yards rushing in the second half. So it was just really defense in that second half and some missed opportunities. And when we say defense, I mean special teams defense as well, because they were huge. And I do think they impacted Young Wei Koo on all of his misses, even the one that, you know, the one that clanked off the right upright. He started that thing out way left and kind of cut it back to the right because he had guys' hands up on, you know, to his right. So he was trying to kind of make sure it didn't get blocked. And then he, from a golfing standpoint, he just overcorrected. He just sliced it. I mean, he just sliced it into the right upright. But it was a miss by him, but I think, and it wasn't blocked, but that defensive side of the special teams had big paws up in the way. John Ridgeway got one early, and it made the, you know, 1 of 4 makes the big difference in a 3-point game.
Obviously, it's important for us to get the run game going again. Cleveland has the 13th ranked defense in the NFL, so they've proven themselves somewhat in the first half of the season.
Yeah, they're a pretty good defense, and they really are. They don't have great stats because they don't have their secondary hasn't been, they've also been behind a lot, and they started out bad. They started out 1-6, right? And so, but their defensive front, you know, with Hurst and Dalvin Tomlinson and Miles Garrett, and the secondary is actually, I mean, it's Grant Delpit, former LSU guy, Greg Newsom, but they just haven't been able to come up with any of the big plays. And I think that maybe where, you know, they've given up 123 yards rushing a game. That's 14th in the NFL. Someone obviously in the average range, but you're right. I mean, you're going to have to, just as we've said every week, have some success, and that's going to be Taysom, and that's going to be Alvin. I don't think we're going to see Jamal again and Jordan Mims. And, you know, we kind of see them use Taysom in some respects, how we thought we would see them use Taysom and how they have in the past. But it is what it is right now, man. You're leaning on your people. Taysom, Alvin, Derek, and, you know, all your tight ends. You're gonna have to have a more significant second half.
Absolutely. And as always, turn down the volume. Listen to Mike Haas and Deuce. They're none better. We look forward to listening to you, Mike, on Sunday. Bring home a win for us, baby.
You bet. We appreciate it. Talk to y'all soon.
All righty. That's Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. We'll be right back, folks, with Jane Cooper, board member of the French Quarter Management District. We'll talk all things French Quarter when we come back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.